CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Simon Constable, who's in the south of France, half French now, and he reports on the climate and the commodities and the wild boars. However, the English part of him is watching the very entertaining news from London. Labour has an overwhelming majority. They can do what they want. More than 400 seats. There are not enough by-elections and not enough resignations between now and kingdom come for Labour to lose this advantage. Therefore, Sir Keir Starmer, they call him the prime minister, but really he's very close to a dictator. What he wants, he gets. For example, he gave away the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean. Where? What? Why? Who knows? However, what's great fun about Labour is that it's decided in a circular firing squad. And the first victim is Sue Gray. Simon, Sue Gray, chief of staff to Sir Keir Starmer, the new prime minister, is now resigned, walking away. Is this the same Sue Gray who used to be a civil servant tasked with investigating Boris Johnson, that rascal who was partying during the pandemic? Is that the same Sue Gray, or are there two of them? Thank you.
This is exactly the same Sue Gray. She was a long-serving civil servant. She did investigate Boris Johnson. I think a lot of people wanted to investigate Boris Johnson. And now she went over to be part of Keir Starmer's team. And unfortunately, the optics didn't look good because she was being paid more as an advisor to Keir Starmer than he was being paid. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of people say, well, you know, maybe she's smarter than him. Maybe she's worth more money. But anyway, it didn't look good. And pretty soon she was booted out the door. And of course, they've tried to gloss it over with, you know, you need to go because it's making life impossible for Keir Starmer. I actually think Keir Starmer's making life impossible for Keir Starmer, not Sue Gray.
The policies of the early Labour government, this is the first 100 days. They were going to cut the subsidy for elderly people come wintertime. A check. We're going to accept free clothing and never pay taxes on it. Check. We're also going to make huge changes in the tax demands on the public after telling them that we were not. Check. Simon, have I missed anything so far? We've got 30 seconds.
No, you haven't missed much at all there. That's basically it. It's pretty awful, and it's a pretty bad way to start, and people will not forget this. And even if it's 5 years away from now or 5.5 years, people aren't going to forget, and they're basically going to punish the Labour Party when that comes around again.
Simon Constable in the south of France, entertaining himself by reading the London News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.